This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I've got some good news and some bad news. You tell me how you want it. You want the good news? You want the bad news? You'll figure it out. But here's what I'll tell you. Terror cases in Germany have quadrupled. They said more evidence revealing the ridiculousness of centrist position on immigration, namely that refugees can seamlessly integrate into European society without a spike in crime or terror, has emerged courtesy of the German newspaper Welt am Sonntag, which revealed Sunday that the number of terrorism-related cases investigated by German authorities has quadrupled over the past year. Now, you guys have heard me go into these stats that have told you by decade how many terror attacks we had worldwide related to Muslim terror, and it's staggering. They said prosecutors have opened more than 900 cases so far this year in Germany, compared to just 240 throughout 2016 and 80 cases in 2013. Now, remember what I told you before. In the entire world, in the 70s, one Islamic terror case in Saudi Arabia in the decade of the 80s. In the 90s, 13. One in the 80s, 13 in the 90s, 35, and in the year 2000, just 1 year, we had well over 1,000. It's been no less than 2,500 every year since the year 2000. Now, ask yourself what happened. The only thing that happened was Muslim migration. Iran, in the early 1980s, the mullahs took over, started exporting terror, and now we have terror all over the world. Germany, here are your numbers again. 80 cases in all of 2013. 240 cases in 2016. 900 cases in 2017. Not even the year finished. Now ask yourself, plot that on a curve. It's called an exponential curve. And ask yourself, what will it be next year in Germany in 2018? If they've gone from 80 to 240 to 900 plus, you're talking about thousands. It said Germany's federal police estimate 705 Islamic extremists willing to carry out terror attacks are active in the country, up from 600 during an estimate in February. Germany's domestic intelligence agency recently said around 24,400 Islamists are active in the country, but most of them don't pose an immediate terror threat. So I want you to think about those numbers yet again. 80 in 2013, 240 in 2016, 900 so far this year. 24,000 plus Islamic jihadists that they say don't pose an immediate threat. Well, who posed an immediate threat in 2013 when there were 80 attacks that led to 240 in 2016? Who posed an immediate threat from 2016 to 2017 where the number went from 240 to 900? I'm just curious. This is ridiculous. So this is what we've got to address in America and around the world. But if you bring it up, well, you're considered Islamophobic. You see, that's how Germany finds itself in the predicament that it finds itself. Because now they've got 24,000 plus terrorists ready to go. They're watching the spike in numbers. They're watching the German people go, whoa, wait a minute. They said the number of migrants applying for asylum in Germany plummeted to about 280,000 in 2016. About one-third the number from the prior year. But the increase in crime, coupled with the Christian Democratic Union's embarrassing showing in federal elections last month, are slowly inspiring the country's centrists to accept that more needs to be done to limit and control immigration in Europe's largest economy. Think about this. They went down to 280,000 folks. Down. And they've got 24,000 jihadis roaming around the country. Now, 280,000 people can, I mean, that have a goal to breed you out of existence can do a pretty good job. We're already starting to see it. The world is beginning to see this. People better wake up. You better wake up before it's too late. Islam is not waging jihad in the way that it did before. Yes, there are some radicals out there doing what they're doing. But the moderates, the ones who are coming over here and just pretending not to care, they're helping to build the numbers. And that's why Detroit is Islamabad. What's this, the town outside of Michigan? It's completely Islamic. And look, I have no issue with Muslims in and of themselves. I have a problem with their religion, what they call a religion. I don't believe it to be one. But we've got to address this. Look, this goes on. It says, Germany's federal prosecutor's office can't keep up with the increase in the number of cases. To wit, nearly 300 cases have been transferred to the state level. Not all cases involve plans to carry out attacks. Migrants from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan have been tried over alleged membership in terror groups without being suspected of planning attacks on European soil. So these people are members of terror groups, but because they haven't planned attacks, they can't link them directly to an attack. They're like, well, we really can't deal with that. They said, in the left-wing scene, the German states have currently estimated a number that can be counted on the finger of one hand. In the right-wing scene, the number is in the low double digits. Frustration over this increase in crime manifested last month in the far-right alternative for Germany's party, sweeping electoral triumph. The party, while still a minority, received 13% of the vote, earning it a place in parliament. First time a far-right party has held a spot in the legislature since World War II. It's now the third strongest party in Germany, created a headache for Chancellor Merkel by busting up her ruling coalition. So when you think this is something unique to us, that we're the only ones fighting it, let me tell you, what we do, the world is beginning to notice. The United States is starting to export its strength yet again, its sanity, and saying, I don't care what Barack Obama or anybody else tells you about Muslims. You look at their migration path, you look at your crime rate, your rapes, and all the other negatives that come into society, and it is growing at the rate at which they are growing. I don't know what else to tell you. And when we come back, Frederica Wilson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Radio Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com 24/7. Anytime you want to check us out, you can go there. So, hey, I learned something new about Congresswoman Frederica Wilson. We looked at her donor base. Many of the top 100 donors to the controversial Democratic representative are foes of and sometimes the targets of President Trump, including the NFL, Planned Parenthood, the liberal leftist trade unions. Wilson, who has accused the White House of racism and insensitivity and a call to the Gold Star family, gobbled up thousands of dollars from insurance firms, too. This is according to campaign finance data. So Wilson has gotten money from Planned Parenthood, the trade unions, both of whom are anti-black. Undoubtedly, they're anti-black. The unions were set up to keep blacks from working. Planned Parenthood was set up to kill black people. And the NFL, I don't know. Make them rich, then make them poor, maybe. But those two, the Planned Parenthood and the trade unions, I don't find unusual because they're counter intuitive to black support. There's no reason we should support either, and yet we do. And that's why Frederica Wilson and members of the Congressional Black Caucus are the stooges of the unions and Planned Parenthood. That's just the facts. They do the dirty work. Planned Parenthood can't tell you, hey, look, we want to kill black people. It's really that simple. They wouldn't get any donations. People would be, that's appalling. The left would leave them in droves. The right has already left them. We don't care about them. We think they're a heinous group. And the unions want blacks to have menial jobs. They don't. Look at the unions. Look at the leadership of the unions. Look at how they're run. They are run truly mafioso style. And like the mafia, there weren't that many black people leading the mafia family. In fact, I hate to say this. I don't want to spoil anybody from watching these mafia films, but there's not many black people in mafia films. And usually when there are, they get killed. Yeah, so, you know. What do you want me to say? There's no future with the unions for blacks. None. There's only one black executive in the union. His name is Jerry Hudson that I know of. I don't know if Jerry's still with SEIU, but he was. And he plainly said, I was on Cavuto talking about this guy years ago, and he plainly said, black people are stupid. I can have them do whatever I want in the union. And there was the Republicans didn't even seize on it. It's hard to believe. They could have run an ad and say, hey, black people, here's what a dude who's risen within the union ranks said about you. I'm just saying. And they could have cut it like a chicken commercial, you know, with a big old thick bass line. Jerry Hudson said black people are stupid. You know, get a big bass dude reading it, you know. Black people are so stupid. That's what Jerry Hudson said. You sure you want to be union? And get some fried chicken. That's what they do. That's how they advertise to us. So the unions are completely anti-black. So is Planned Parenthood. Neither one of them has the guts to say it. But they are. And black people will vote for them. We got representation, yeah. And Frederica Wilson gladly accepts their money and then goes out and she's pro-union. She's pro-Planned Parenthood. I don't care how many black babies it kills. I don't care about how many jobs the unions take away from blacks. Menial jobs they give us, whatever. They don't care. They don't care if the union brings in, you know, allows millions of illegals to come in and take jobs away from poor black folks that are looking for jobs. Racism and insensitivity, though, is what Frederica Wilson says of Donald Trump. And I'm looking at the evidence going, if there's anybody racial and insensitive to black folks, it's the Congressional Black Circus members. In 2016, 22 unions, teachers, and the National Football League gave money to Frederica Wilson. Wow. And President Trump targeted those groups and has been a target of them. But I already told you guys, the money is drying up for the DNC. Now, Frederica might get hers. She might get her cut because she's out there, you know, helping those anti-black groups. But the DNC is struggling. What else do you want to talk about? Who else is struggling? Here's a story I really like. It has to do with a coffee shop. Anti-police coffee shop closes. Yeah. The owner of a, and this is what makes this story interesting, is the owner of the shop is located in Massachusetts. And the owner said she's closing the business because there was a backlash following her daughter's controversial comments about cops on Facebook. Cato Melly, the owner of the year-old White Rose Coffee House in Lynn, Massachusetts, said she was closing the store, quote, so I can stop being harassed. I've lost my business and I've lost my daughter. I don't know how this story just keeps building, but I need people to leave me alone, Meal or Millay or whatever. She says, in closing my business so I can stop being harassed. She tried to make amends with police after her daughter, Sophie, the store's manager, wrote on her personal Facebook page last weekend that the business would never host a coffee with a cop event. The post started a debate that took a different turn when Sophie called police officers bullies and racist And in turn, social media users call for people to ban the coffee house. Millet or Meal, whatever she is, she fired her daughter, wrote police an apology, calling the remarks distasteful, biased, and hateful. She invited officers to the coffee shop that following Monday for coffee. She says, I don't agree with what she said. It's not my opinion. I should never have been linked to my business, and that's where I parted ways with my daughter in regards to the business. The police didn't show up, and neither did regular morning customers. So she's out. Now, look, I feel sorry for the mom because her daughter did something stupid. But, hey, it's Massachusetts. Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. But here's what's really most intriguing about the story. It's in Massachusetts. Didn't I mention that? This is the heart of liberalism. I don't know where Lynn is. It wasn't Boston. But I don't know where Lynn is. Is it a suburb or what? But the people of Massachusetts said, you're not going to disrespect the cops. This isn't Texas, people. This is Massachusetts. How many times have I said that now? This is Massachusetts. Sounds like a rhyme to a song. This is Massachusetts, baby. But that does floor me that the citizens of Massachusetts would actually band together and take a stance against a liberal idea. We need to find out where Lynn is. Is Lynn like a little... Because that's little town stuff. That's not Boston stuff. Boston, I can't imagine that people would have, you know, ostracized this lady. I predict if it was in Boston, she'd have a thriving business with her daughter having done that. But you know what? Goes to show. Her kid. You can't just go willy-nilly making these statements about police without there being some form of penance you're going to have to do. And her mother's having to close the shop. That's a pretty big hit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to play a clip from Hillary Clinton. She's overseas, leaving Europe, doing a book tour. She's run out of places to try to hawk her book. She was in the aisles at Costco trying to sell this stupid book, What Happened. But now she's overseas. She got booed over there. Did you guys hear about that? She got booed. And at a soccer game, opening first day, I guess they're having a playoffs or something, they were saying, please, Mr. Trump, lock her up. That was a big chant. I'm talking a full soccer stadium, folks. It had to be 75,000, 80,000 people. Lock her up. Even overseas, she's getting heckled. Well, as I've said about Democrats for a long time, I tell you, a Democrat will call you a racist knowing they're racist. They will call you sexist knowing they're sexist. They will call you homophobe knowing they're homophobes. You name it. A Democrat will tell you what they'll say, you need to stop with all your shenanigans. And they're telling you exactly what they do. Almost each and every time. You can set your watch by it. It's so true to form. Hillary Clinton says of Donald Trump, he's colluding with the Russians, knowing that she's colluding with the Russians. And it's a great strategy. It can be. When you have everybody lined up the way the DNC, the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, and those people do, it's a great strategy. Yeah, Trump, look at what he's doing. He's using the Russians to fix the election. Everybody, oh my gosh, he's using the Russians to fix the election. Look at that. And Trump goes, I have no ties to the Russians. Zero. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton's got, it is so obvious, the ties to the Russians. I remember telling you guys this when it happened. I said, you know what's interesting about this? Hillary Clinton has exponentially more ties to the Russians, in your face ties to the Russians, that should be investigated, and they're running around looking at Donald Trump. It is patently ridiculous. And I was right. It's amazing. During an interview with C-SPAN, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tried to downplay what probably is the biggest scandal in modern American history. She literally gives you the play-by-play for what the left have tried to do with Donald Trump for well over a year now, and I want to play the clip so you get a chance to hear it.
Sean Hannity on his program has been very critical of the Uranium One deal, the president saying with regard to Russia, that's the real story in all of this. What would you say to those critics?
I would say it's the same baloney they've been peddling for years, and there's been no
no credible evidence by anyone. In fact, it's been debunked repeatedly and will continue to be debunked. But here's what they're doing. And really, I have to give them credit. You know, Trump and his allies, including Fox News, are really experts at distraction and diversion. So the closer the investigation about real Russian ties between Trump associates and real Russians, as we heard Jeff Sessions finally admit to in his testimony the other day, the more they want to just throw mud on the wall and I'm their favorite target, me and, you know, President Obama. We're the ones that they always like to put into the crosshairs. So, yes, I'm not surprised, but I think the real story is how nervous they are about these continuing investigations.
Welcome back. If you're hopefully you're ahead of me because you've been trained well at the Blacksburg University, Chancellor Kevin Jackson, professor. At the very end, what did Hillary Clinton say? Oh, you know, they're running very scared because of the investigation. She told you what's going on with her. She's running very scared. A couple things before we get back to the actual facts revolving this case. One, did you guys see Hillary Clinton speaking at Yale? She's got these arm, you know how they do this. I've only seen these with people who are like, they've got cerebral palsy or something. But you stick your arm between this little loop and then your hand on it's not a cane, but like a walker. And so it's a crutch. It's like a cane in each hand, but it's got the little band around it so you don't lose them if you happen to slip up or something. And Hillary Clinton was at Yale University wearing these things, and nobody said a word. We reported it, but you can't see. The mainstream media is not talking about this. They haven't said a single word about her health. Nobody's holding her up. She's using these cane-like things that wrap around your arm, your forearm, and then you put your hand through it, and it looks like a cane. That's what she's using to walk. Now, I've told many people during the campaign, I told people, I said, Hillary Clinton's sick. I don't, and I will even say this, I'll go a step further with this. I find it interesting that Hillary Clinton is sick. It's the same with McCain. I talked about it the other day. They're sick. I'm not talking about being leftist. They're physically ill. And neither one of them wants to give it up and say, you know what? I don't have a whole lot of time left. I'm going to go and do something meaningful. Hillary Clinton, as I said about McCain yesterday, this guy's got brain cancer. We don't even know how long he'll be lucid, right? I would be all over the place trying to just enjoy life. What's he doing? He's over there giving innuendo about being mad at Trump.
Yeah, you know, you couldn't get a deferment for bone spurs.
Unless you're rich. So you have that angle. Well, Hillary Clinton's in the same boat. She's lost for the presidency twice. She's now supposedly looking at a teaching position at Yale or somewhere. No, Columbia. Why would you do any of that? You've got a boatload of money, and you could end up in prison. So go spend some money. I ain't going to say I'd make it rain in the wrong places, but I would be lavishing money on people and doing philanthropic stuff, making people feel good about who I was. I would want to go out feeling good. Hillary Clinton wants to go out under a cloud of under this murky umbrella. I don't get it. The other thing I want you to notice about what she said, though, is she brought up, well, you know, they always use, you know, me and Barack Obama. Nobody said anything about Obama. She says, I'm their favorite target, me and President Obama. We're the ones they like to put in the crosshairs. No, you're the ones who end up in the crosshairs. That's the problem. Why did she bring up Obama? That was the reason why I stopped and talking about it. Hillary Clinton still runs under the delusion that Barack Obama is an important person in politics. He's not. The left don't want to admit this. Barack Obama's been marginalized. He was marginalized when Trump won on November the 8th. That was the beginning. That was pretty much repudiation of everything Barack Obama. Since then, it's been far worse on Obama, as we all know. So he's meaningless politically. It's the same with Donna Brazile. It's the same with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It's the same with Pelosi. It's the same with many of these people. They aren't even players any longer. They miss it. They want it. They like it. They love it. They want some more of it. So she brings up Barack Obama in hopes that it'll be like, well, not only are they targeting me, the woman, they're targeting the minority, that black guy, Barack Obama. She thinks it's going to work because it's worked so many times before. Why not? Uranium One has been debunked, according to Hillary Clinton. So all that talk around the facts of Uranium One, we should dismiss. Apparently that's what Hillary thinks. So let's look at the facts. Here's fact one. The New York Times confirmed Schweitzer's Uranium One revelations in a 4,000-page front page story by a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter, and the story detailed how the Russian energy giant Rosatom stealthily acquired a Canadian firm with three separate purchases between 2009 and 2013. This timeline coincides with Hillary's timeline as Secretary of State. Now, I'm going from memory on this deal, but somehow Hillary orchestrated this sale to the Russians, and this is kind of what got the ball rolling on all of this stuff. So that's my recollection. Now, you guys do the research, but the facts are, and this is in the New York Times, you can look this up. It's also Schweitzer and Schweitzer's book where he talks about it. I forget, Clinton Cash, I think is his name, but it's in there. And you can see all the dirty dealings of the Clintons and how this was orchestrated. And I promise you, if you only had that one fact of how that got the ball rolling, because apparently the Russians couldn't buy it directly from the United States. They had to go through an intermediary, so the Canadian company bought it, and then the Russians bought it from them. It was something along those lines, and I'm going from memory. I wish I'd had more time to do the research on this, but that's where the fun part of the show comes in. You get to go out and do your homework, and then we can report back together on it. We got to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to give you three other facts that are pretty damning when it comes to the Clintons.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
John Hannity on his program has been very critical of the Uranium One deal. The president saying, with regard to Russia, that's the real story in all of this. What would you say to those critics?
I would say it's the same baloney they've been peddling for years, and there's been no credible evidence by anyone. In fact, it's been debunked repeatedly and will continue to be debunked. But here's what they're doing. And really, I have to give them credit. You know, Trump and his allies, including Fox News, are really experts at distraction and diversion. So the closer the investigation about real Russian ties between Trump associates and real Russians, as we heard Jeff Sessions finally admit to in his testimony the other day, the more they want to just throw mud on the wall, and I'm their favorite target, me and, you know, President Obama. We're the ones that they always like to put into the crosshairs. So, yes, I'm not surprised, but I think the real story is how nervous they are about these continuing investigations.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Hillary Clinton says there's nothing. It's baloney. She says all the stuff that has to do with Uranium One's been debunked. Meanwhile, they're opening up, reopening investigations on Podesta. They're opening investigations on this Russian company. I mean, investigations are flying. And as the old saying goes, if there's one buzzard circling, maybe something died. But if there's 50 buzzards circling, something died. And there's 50 buzzards circling around this carcass. And I was talking about the facts. Because Hillary says there's no fact. Look at all the things that are pointed to Donald Trump. And I looked it up. I'll get to that in just a second. But as I said, Hillary Clinton and the left tell you what they're thinking. They told us that there was a that they need to look into Donald Trump because of his ties to the Russians. As Hillary Clinton knew, her tentacles were all over the Kremlin. But in order to make herself look innocent, she must expose you. It's like the person that goes to the cops and says, hey, there's a guy that was looking into my house, and I don't know, maybe he's going to kill my wife. And then the wife dies, and I warned you, I told you. And the cops go, well, it couldn't have been him, because, I mean, he said it. He's the one that said it were people trying to kill his wife. I mean, that, look, I've seen far too many of these stories, these scenarios. But what I've noticed, and look, this didn't just come out all of a sudden. This is years of observation, which is what I'm good at. And I've said, every time the Democrats have said, he's a racist, he's a sexist, where I go, wow, it turns out that person was racist or sexist. They'll get some undercover video of somebody going, and doggone Negroes, and stupid Negroes, and we'll have them voting for us, and we love that them stupid Negroes are stupid, and they love the Democrats, ha, 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 some cocktail party. And you're going, wow, that's the guy that claims to fight for the Negro. You get what I'm saying? The hypocrisy of the left, it's boundless. What are you looking for? Are you looking to cage it? You cannot do this. Harvey Weinstein is a perfect example. The NFL is a perfect example. Let's take a knee because we are so oppressed in America. Little princesses, little snowflakes out on the football field. Oh my gosh. We've been affronted. Black people are getting arrested by police. It's horrible. Oh, yeah, let me go get in my $250,000 car and go to my million-plus-dollar house with a police escort. It's crazy. They get away. These same black athletes, the cops show up and go, can I have your autograph? And they want to take a knee.
Man, the cops are just really doing stuff.
No, I don't believe that's the case. I believe it's you doing stuff to the cops. I believe it's you getting away with a lot. And the cops letting you. They have people to do nothing but manage the cops for people like these NFLers. So whether it's the police and the cops, I mean, the cops and the black folks, whether it's Harvey Weinstein and women and this so-called war on women we're supposed to be having, the left put their, they put their dirty right in front of your face. Harvey Weinstein throwing party after party in the same presence of women that multiple of them in a room knew exactly what Harvey did. Can you imagine? It was like my uncle. When I was growing up, my uncle, I don't know how many times he was married or had baby mamas. But we'd go to a family reunion. There'd be at least four of his women there, you know, like ex-women. And they're getting along and whatever. You know, there's no cat fights. And I used to marvel. I'd be like, wow, that's pretty impressive. I'm more impressed with Harvey Weinstein throwing lavish parties, inviting the very people that he's molested and raped and whatever else, and they all show up and they look at each other and they don't even compare notes. They just do it. Oh, Harvey's wonderful. And they all got pictures with him. Hello, hello, look at me. Meanwhile, Trump has locker room talk and says, man, I tell you what, these girls, when you're a billionaire, when you're like a mover and a shaker, they'll let you do whatever. And he's saying they'll let you do. In other words, they're like, please do it. Harvey Weinstein's like blocking people from getting out the door. Same as Bill Clinton. But the sanctimonious left, who, by the way, accuse us of being sanctimonious. Look at those Bible thumpers over there. Look, I'm a Bible thumper, but I would, if somebody said to me, yeah, Kevin, one of your friends, he sexually harassed a woman, or I'd be like, okay. What do you want me to say?
Oh, conservatives would never do that.
I would never say something like that. But I'll tell you this. Let's make sure we do know all the facts. If he said, hey, that's a nice dress, or, hey, listen, Eileen, I've noticed you, around the office. It doesn't appear you're married. You mind if we go have a drink sometime? I could imagine that. And somebody going, he molested me. But these guys, man, they put it right in your face what they do. And then dare you to prove that you're not the one doing it while they're getting away with it. It is so ridiculous that the amount of time we spend investigating Trump with Russia, when right in front of our faces, we've been saying it, we've been sounding the alarm bell for the better part of 2 years, but is that all the evidence you need? I ask a question, why would the Russians want Trump as president when they got a deal with Hillary Clinton that gets our uranium? What else do you want? Vladimir, if he wanted anybody as president, he wanted the person he can buy, and that's the Clintons. Hillary Clinton, easily buyable. Got $145 million to put into the foundation, give Bill a $500,000 speech. Anyway, let's go and look at these other points, these factoids, these other facts around the case. The Hill. By the way, the New York Times was the first one that we talked about. Now it's The Hill. These are not The Daily Caller or Breitbart. The Hill reported that ahead of the deal, the FBI uncovered, quote, substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, money laundering. The effort centered around the expansion of Russia's nuclear footprint in the United States as early as 2009. The agency also found that the Russian nuclear officials had routed $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. The Obama Justice Department, run by Eric Holder, sat on the evidence for 4 years before looking to prosecute, by which time the deal had been approved. Now, I don't know how much, does that constitute as a smoking gun? The Russians are engaged in bribery, kickback, extortion, and money laundering, send $145 million to the Clintons, and Hillary goes, oh, no, it's been completely debunked. Tell you what, where's the money, Hillary? Pretty evident they did it. You can't even cover that up. It's just in your face. I mentioned this other one already. Bill Clinton received $500,000 for a speech in Moscow, paid for by a Kremlin-backed bank. Remember when they told everybody, oh, Donald Trump's involved with a bank in Kremlin? Nothing. But here's Bill Clinton gets paid by a Kremlin-backed bank shortly after Russia announced its intentions to get a majority stake in that Canadian company I mentioned. And according to the Times, Clinton traveled to Moscow June of 2010, the same month in which Rosatom struck its deal for the majority stake in Uranium One. Coincidental? Here's another factoid. According to the Times, the Clinton Foundation received $2.3 million in donations from Ian Telfer, a mining executive who's also chairman of Uranium One when Rosatom acquired it. It received the Clinton Foundation, $31.3 million in a pledge for $100 million more from Frank Guistra, the Canadian mining financier whose company merged with Uranium One. Now, I dare the left to compare these facts to the snipe hunt that's underway involving President Trump or any of his satellites. And I looked at the anti-Trump Washington Post timeline for Donald Trump, and it's crazy. They say there's so many twists and turns in the story involving President Trump and his team and Russian meddling in the 2016 elections, and they don't give you a single twist and turn that has a fact. Not one. They can't put Donald Trump with any executive that bought anything, that negotiated anything, and they want you to believe he's guilty.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.